This afflicted mother was looking for her son, who was among four children killed after a missile fired at residential area northern Gaza. The father left his house early in the morning for a living and returned home empty-handed to find his older son killed while playing in the front of the house.
The innocent children were playing in front of the house that located in a crowded residential area. They were torn to pieces by a missile fired by an Israeli warplane. This shows the barbaric mentality of the Israeli occupation that commits massacres against us while the whole world is silent.
The number of casualties is on the rise as Israel has escalated its aggressive air attack indiscriminately on the besieged Gaza, killing tens of innocent Palestinians, including children, and injuring dozens. The unprecedented horrific air raids have created fear and prevented the whole population of Gaza, especially children, from sleeping at night. Doctors are struggling to cope with the large number of casualties in the continuous air strikes.
The patients had very severe and very serious injuries, and they were in very critical medical conditions. Most of them have amputated extremities, upper extremities or lower extremities.
Earlier today, a large crowd of people participated in the funeral procession of the victims of the Israeli raids, including a six-month-old infant that was killed overnight in a series of airstrikes targeted governmental buildings. Political analysts said that Israel is committing a genocidal war against Palestinians in Gaza.
This is a part of an ongoing war against the Palestinian people since 1948. It's actually part of the ethnic cleansing and the war of annihilation and the genocidal policy which Israel has been using ever since 1948 in order to depopulate Palestine, to kill the Palestinians, to impose collective punishment on them. This indiscriminate killing, which doesn't save even Palestinian toddlers and Palestinian babies and Palestinian children.
The spokesman of the elected Hamas government said that the Israeli aggression and threats to assassinate Hamas leaders will not stop Palestinians from resisting the Israeli occupation.
We are going on the resistance and to lead our people to liberate all of our land.
The death toll of the ongoing Israeli air raids has raised to 31 over the last 2 days, and 9 children are among them. Israel claims its missiles targeting resistance activists. The reality proves that the victims of this escalating aggression are Palestinian civilians, including its children. From inside ICT unit, Shifa Hospital, Yusuf Al-Hulu, Press TV, Gaza.